Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. Alongside communities across the country, thousands gathered at City Hall Thursday night to mourn the death of Renee Good, a day after she was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. KYW's Vic Ragupathy was there.
Say her name!
About 2,000 to 3,000 protesters stood on the north apron of City Hall, singing, chanting, and holding signs expressing outrage with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Trump administration. While federal officials have been adamant that 37-year-old mother Renee Nicole Good was trying to attack an ICE agent when she was shot and killed Wednesday, Randy Libro says what he saw on video was a woman simply trying to drive away.
We hear from Christy Noem that this agent, he was just doing what he was trained to do. Well, that's pretty disturbing if that's what they're training people to do. That is really very disturbing.
Along with mourning Good's killing, protesters demanded Philadelphia's elected officials fight back against ICE and keep its agents out of the city. Jay Bergen is with the New Sanctuary Movement.
They can take action to limit ICE's power in our city, to keep ICE out of our courthouse. It's all fine and good for them to put out statements, but our communities, our neighbors, are not going to be safe until we act.
At City Hall, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A pit bull that police say was involved in at least one attack in Center City is off the streets. With more now, here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Police say the pit bull is at Act Philly and undergoing an evaluation. Officials say his owner, a homeless woman, was arrested for an unrelated matter. It was on December 26th near Juniper and Chestnut when a pit bull latched onto the leg of Stella, an 11-month-old Sheltie. Jay Basil Fairmount is Stella's owner.
Her front left leg, the pit bull had crushed both the ulna and the radius. And so those were in multiple pieces. Also, she lost a tendon in the attack as well, and there was a fairly large laceration on the leg.
Basil says veterinary bills are approaching $20,000. Police are investigating other pit bull attack complaints. It's not clear if those incidents involved the same pit bull. One attack occurred on December 29th near 12th and Chestnut Streets. A 12-year-old miniature pincher named Ziggy was severely bitten on his hind leg. Ziggy's leg had to be amputated. The dog's owner was also injured. And on December 31st near 19th and Walnut Streets, a man and his dog were injured in a pit bull attack. There have been no charges filed at this time in connection with the dog bites. The investigation continues. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Regional rail riders are still enduring delays, packed trains, and skipped stops. But SEPTA says riders should soon see trains with more cars. And starting Monday, all express trains should be back in service. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Riders who have been crowding onto two-car regional rail trains should see relief in a week or so, says SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush.
We have added more three, four, and even some five-car trains that are out, and we're trying to make sure that we're doing the best we can to put that where the most need is.
Bush says SEPTA this week is getting eight cars a day back into service after federally mandated fire inspections, thermal wire installations, and other repairs. He says 180 of the 223 Silver Liner 4 cars that were sidelined have now returned to service. And he says 10 coach cars being leased from Maryland should be on the track shortly.
A little bit behind our initial projection on that, but those will be out in service soon.
Bush says regional rail ridership is down 7% since the inspections were ordered last fall. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The African American Museum in Philadelphia has announced its program for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has the details.
Activities for MLK Weekend features 3 days of programming beginning on Saturday, January 17th. Damon McCool is director of programming at AAMP.
We're offering half-price admission to the museum. We'll also have a plant-based brunch, and we're screening the film Selma. And the costumes from Selma are currently on exhibition here as part of our Ruth Carter Afrofuturism and Costume Design exhibit.
This year's theme is Radical Peace. AAMP President and CEO Dr. Ashley Jordan says Dr. King's leadership in pursuit of freedom freedom, justice, and equality continues to inspire us all.
I think Dr. King's message is ever more true now than ever. I think the part that we must do is take him from being the quotable king to the livable king. The things that he said, we must act on it.
During the announcement, the museum was presented with a $35,000 check from Citizens, which has partnered with them for 20 years. This allows for reduced admission to the museum on the 17th and 18th and free admission on MLK Day, Monday, January 19th. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's CO Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.